stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then returning this evening, mostly sunny in between with highs near 90 degrees. It's 67 and pouring in Lawrence.
You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Get out your pencil and paper and your thinking cap. The Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts is coming up in about 15 minutes, 735, here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you'll join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and Kansas Public Radio, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwerting. It's free at the Lawrence Public Library, Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
A rainy morning we've had already, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 o'clock this morning. We've already had a number of them. It was raining quite hard here in Lawrence just a little bit ago. Then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms redeveloping this evening. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 80s near 90 degrees. Winds from the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. They'll shift to the southeast. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Lows in the mid-60s, and then partly sunny and warm tomorrow with highs getting up to around 90. It's 67 and raining in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from
the right shape, the right health, the right place at the right time, to be here now on the doorstep of the biggest games of their lives.
I'll probably cry when the national anthem goes. It's just such a huge honor, overwhelming honor, to be granted that responsibility to be on this team.
That moment, of course, is still 12 days away, he says. So first up is to enjoy the right here, right now, to take it one training, one game, even one media interview at a time, and to savor it all. Becky Sullivan, NPR News, Fayetteville, Georgia.
This is NPR News.
When the Iranian-born singer Navan makes music, he sings in three languages. But when he writes about love, he says nothing beats Persian, the language of his homeland.
The country and the people and the energy is full of love.
My conversation with Navan about his new album, On All Things Considered, from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this rainy Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, new hope for pancreatic cancer patients. We'll have a report on a new drug from Yuki Noguchi coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Again, it's a rainy Sunday morning, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. We're having a lot of those right now. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms returning later this afternoon, mostly sunny skies in between with highs in the upper 80s. It's 67 and raining in Atchison, 67 in Emporia, 66 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Integrative Therapeutics with shrubs, offering flowering shrubs and evergreens selected for home landscapes. More at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. From Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. This week on Prairie Journal, how Kansas women made political history one city election at a time.
The effect of women being able to vote for in-city elections meant they were also eligible to be elected to these positions. And so that is how this all came about in April of 1887, when Susanna Salter was the first woman mayor of Kansas and the first woman elected mayor in the country.
From Baldwin City to Oskaloosa to Argonia, Kansas, it's Petticoat Government on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPER 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER 2. We've got the latest news from NPR coming up next, including news from the KPR newsroom. The time is 8 o'clock.
Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Officials are investigating a fire that destroyed a Topeka warehouse. WIBW reports that crews from the Topeka Fire Department were called to the scene about 7 o'clock yesterday morning, where they found heavy smoke and fire throughout the building. Efforts to control the blaze were challenged by the collapse of part of the roof and walls. No people were present when crews arrived on the scene. Firefighters searched the warehouse once the fire was extinguished and confirmed that no occupants were inside the structure. The warehouse was reportedly vacant and was being used to store older vehicles and miscellaneous items. The Topeka Fire Department reports that no smoke detectors were found in the building. For the second straight day, the Kansas Jayhawks set an attendance record at Hoagland Stadium on the University of Kansas campus, and they sent KU fans home happy after a 5-3 win over Arkansas. KU coach Dan Fitzgerald was impressed that more than 4,000 fans turned out for the game.
The crowd today, I mean, our crowd was absolutely incredible, and super proud of these guys. I thought they competed at a super high level. And they were poised, and they were prepared.
KU plays its next game at 5 o'clock this afternoon against the loser of the earlier elimination game between Arkansas and Northeastern University. A KU victory today will send the Jayhawks to a super regional next weekend. Will you need to take your umbrella if you go to the game? Find out coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
I'm going to say you probably won't need to take your umbrella. We do have still a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, this evening. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with highs near 89 degrees. It will be humid and hot. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. It's 69 degrees and drizzling in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small-town paths to wide-open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
Well, it's too late for my family, but if you've got a picky eater in your family, we'll hear about tips on getting the kids in your life to love summer fruits and vegetables. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We've had a rainy Sunday morning so far. It looks like some of the rain has moved out of the area, although we are still having some drizzle in parts of our listening area. We've got mostly sunny skies in our forecast. Once those rain and thunderstorms move out of the area, there's a chance they'll return later this afternoon. Today should be hot and humid with highs getting up to near 90 degrees. Winds from the east, they'll shift to the southeast and could gust up to 20 miles per hour. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, with lows in the mid-60s, and then for tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and humid, highs near 91 degrees. It's 68 degrees and cloudy in Manhattan, 69 in Topeka. Here in Lawrence, it's 70 degrees and cloudy. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance, where
there's a whole world of news happening outside of Washington, so we make sure to bring you a full picture of what's unfolding around the country.
We are a region that is known for its tall trees, and, you know, it's just a reason for us all to celebrate.
And across the globe.
And their trade is one of the ways they connect to their homeland.
Listen every morning from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition every weekday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow will be Stephen Skeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this rainy Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday from Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
50 years ago, one man triggered a legal fight that changed the way commercial fishing takes place in the Great Lakes. Decades later, another legal battle is taking shape over fishing in the Great Lakes. That story coming up with by Ellie Katz on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. A wet Sunday. We've had lots of showers and thunderstorms, still some drizzle in the area. A chance of more rain returning later this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s near 90 degrees. And then for tomorrow, highs near 91. This is KPR.
Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from the Kauffman Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR in just a minute and a half, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Then stay with us here on KPR for this Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Still a drizzly morning out. It should become mostly sunny this afternoon and warm with highs getting up to near 90 degrees. It's 71 in Topeka.